In Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yotes, the Torah tells us, "Hachayim v'hamoves nasati lefanecha, I have given life and death before you. Habracha v'haklala, the blessings, the curses. Ubacharta b'chayim, and you should choose life. L'ma'an tichya atav v'zarecha, so that you and your children can live." Now, the Pasuk seems a bit redundant. You should choose life so that you could live. Well, obviously, the purpose of choosing life is to live. Why else would you choose life if not to live? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Drash Moshe, on this week's Parsha, says the following idea. He says, "Ubacharta b'chayim and l'ma'an tichya atav v'zarecha are two separate points. Ubacharta b'chayim means choose life, choose the Torah lifestyle. Choose to be Shomer Shabbos. Choose to keep the mitzvos. Choose to keep kosher. But then there's another point. L'ma'an tichya atav v'zarecha. Says Rav Moshe, it doesn't mean so that you should live. We already said, you're going to choose life. It means, live that life in a way that your children will also want to keep it. This is a theme that Rav Moshe writes in many places. Rav Moshe says, if parents choose a lifestyle of Torah, but then they come across as if it's a difficult way to live. We're choosing the harder lifestyle. This is too challenging. It's overwhelming. Well, then you know what? Of course, children are not going to want to follow. But if you live your lifestyle with simcha, if you show that you feel that this is the best option, and you're fortunate to be able to keep mitzvos, to keep Shabbos, to have Yom Tov, well, if you show the simcha shel mitzvah, then when your children see it, they're going to say, that's what I want to do. I want to be like that. Rav Moshe writes, and he doesn't write this here, but he writes this in other places, that when people would come and ask him, in the America of the early 1900s, there were people who would go to work on Friday, they would leave early, they would tell their boss they can't come in on Saturday, and the boss would tell them, if you're not here on Saturday, don't bother coming in on Monday. In those days, there was no rule against saying such a thing, and people were fired. They would lose their job every week. A nisayon, a challenge that many of us would have a very hard time following, overcoming. To give up your job and not know where you're going to get income from on a Monday morning is a huge challenge and totally understandable for those who were not able to overcome it. But says Rav Moshe, you know, those people who were Moser Nefesh, some of them, their children didn't keep the religion. They weren't Shomer Shabbos in subsequent generations. Why not? So Rav Moshe thought, and maybe Rav Moshe was on the Madrega to say such a thing. Rav Moshe said these people would come home and say, "Is Shveretz Uzayna Yid? It's so hard to be Jewish. It's so hard to keep Shabbos. I lose my job." And you know what their children would see? "Is Shveretz Uzayna Yid? It's hard to be Jewish. It's hard to be religious. This is not what I want for my family. I don't want a hard lifestyle. I want things to be easy. I want things to be comfortable." Totally understandable that they walked away from the religion. Says Rav Moshe, "L'man tichya atav v'zarecha" means you have to live your lifestyle b'simcha. Show your children that it's beautiful, that what you do is special, and that you're lucky and fortunate to do it. And if you do that, "L'man tichya atav v'zarecha," if you live your lifestyle in a way that your children can also live, your children can also follow, then they will. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in one of his Sfarim on Chumash, Aleinu L'Shabeach and Sefer Bamidbar, Rav Zilberstein writes the opposite story. The way the story goes is there was a man also who used to come on Friday, come to the boss and say, I can't come into work tomorrow. Tomorrow is my Saturday. I'm a Sabbath observant Jew. And the boss would say, I'm really sorry. If you don't come in Saturday, you don't come in Monday. You get fired." And every time he would get fired, he would get a little pink slip. proverbial pink slip, a piece of paper that said so-and-so is dismissed from his job. Obviously disappointed, he would come home, but he wouldn't throw those pieces of paper out. He would take those papers and he would hang them up in his sukkah as noi sukkah, sukkah decorations. Isn't that unbelievable? Sukkah decorations. His pink slip became a sukkah decoration because he wanted to show his children, I'm proud that I'm Shomer Shabbos. I'm lucky to be Shomer Shabbos. Is it easy? Not always. But is it a beautiful thing? Yes, always. This man lived his life in a way, l'man tichya tavizarecha. And if you do such a thing, then your children will be able to follow. There's no guarantees. Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, in his Shailos HaTshuvos, in one place, Rav Moshe has a lengthy discussion about a halachic aspect of a question that relates to chinuch. And Rav Moshe goes through the whole halachic discourse about what he thinks is the correct psak halacha. And then in the very, very end, Rav Moshe writes, but at the end of the day, when it comes to chinuch, all we could do is daven. We have to try our best. We have to do our best. We have to do what we think is right. But at the end of the day, there's so many factors. There's no one thing that we could say, if we do it this way, there's no ingredients, there's no prescription. If I do it this way, I will be successful. There's no guarantees. We have to daven to Hashem. That's what Moshe writes at the end of the tshuva. But certainly, if we show our children that we have a beautiful lifestyle, that we're fortunate to be Shomer Shabbos, we're fortunate to only be able to eat kosher food. If we're able to show that to our children, then we're definitely leading them in the right direction. We're setting them up for success, and we're setting them up for what the Pasuk calls, l'man tichya tavizarecha, so that your children should be able to live.